This is Morning Edition from NHPR. Daniel Webster College in Nashua has closed its doors for good. The college held its final graduation ceremony earlier this month as remaining students now transition to Southern New Hampshire University. The college was once known for its flight program, but had a tumultuous final few years after being sold to the for-profit ITT Educational Services in 2009. After a federal crackdown on student aid to for-profit colleges, ITT announced last year it was shutting down its campuses nationwide, leaving Daniel Webster College's future in the air. That's where SNHU stepped in, and President Paul LeBlanc joins us now to talk about what's next for students and staff there. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us. Back in September, SNHU agreed to what was called a teach-out for Daniel Webster students. What does that mean now for students now that the Daniel Webster is officially closed?
Sure. So the whole notion of a teach-out is to try to bring an orderly closure to an institution, and we were asked if we would step in and assist in that process. So the major goal was to get students through that year so that seniors could graduate and do so on time, and that those who had more than a year to go would either transfer someplace that would be a good fit for them or could matriculate straight into their programs now hosted by us in our Manchester campus. So that's what's happened. There were 618 students when we began the teach out. About 158 graduated recently. Another 202 students are transferring into SNHU. And that number could continue to go up because there are still some students working on their paperwork. And the remainder of the students have transferred to other institutions that are a good fit for them.
So of those 202 students that are now coming into SNHU's programs, you're offering similar programs to what they had at Daniel Webster before?
The same programs. What we agreed to do is to basically take those programs over and bring them into the fold here at the university. And where we had overlap, to see if we could sort of bring those programs into alignment. So anybody who was in a program at Daniel Webster and is now at SNHU is able to complete their program and do so without adding any additional time.
As part of the agreement, SNHU committed to hiring as many Daniel Webster staff members as possible. How many has the university been able to hire, and what will they be doing?
Out of the 40 or so employees at Daniel Webster, we've hired 25. And the remainder are almost all of them working elsewhere in the area. And of the 25, the largest number are faculty. But there are some staff who will be in support student services and support roles. And then we, of course, because we continue to grow, have lots of open positions. And I think there are a couple who sort of found other places in the university.
Well, what's happening to the Daniel Webster campus? Do you know?
Yeah. So on January 1st, we will be handing it over to the bankruptcy court trustee, and the campus is bound up, if you will, in the ITT bankruptcy process.
So the campus is shut down at this point, correct?
That's correct. We understand that there are a number of parties interested, but we don't know who those are.
Okay.
So we think there'll be a fair amount of interest in the campus.
What was the mood like at the final graduation for Daniel Webster?
I think graduation was a pretty emotional day. I think there was a combination of certainly pride, you know, lots of students kind of rallying around the once an eagle, always an eagle sort of motto, and also, you know, emotional about leaving a place. And, you know, graduations are emotional anyway, but this one had a heightened air of you know, a little bit of a sense of loss, I think, and grieving for a place that people had genuine affection for.
Can you talk to us about some of the costs that were associated with you taking on Daniel Webster, especially with the teach-out? I imagine there were costs that were incurred by SNHU.
There were, and I still haven't seen the sort of total cost of what this meant for the past year, but there were considerable costs, actually. You know, we were now staffing an institution, you know, in well only 30 minutes away. We had a lot of people down there a lot of the time. It was really our intent to take very good care of the people. ITT walked away from, you know, there were vendors who hadn't been paid, and we tried to make good on that. There, we're in a conversation with the city about taxes that one could argue should be paid by ITT, but, you know, do we bear the burden of that? So there were a lot of costs involved.
Looking at the bigger picture, what does this tell us about the future of small private colleges?
It's a very tough time. I think, you know, if you're talking about non-selective private institutions that are not wealthy, that's most private colleges. You know, I think when we talk about private colleges, we often have our perceptions skewed by the Harvards and Yales of the world. But the reality is that the great bulk of private or independent institutions are not very wealthy, and in reality are, you know, not particularly selective. So that's an endangered group for a whole variety of reasons. There's kind of a perfect storm going on in higher education today, a reaction to the high cost, the amount of debt that students have taken on, now greater than all of credit card debt, for example, and the kind of cost shifting that has happened with state divestment in higher education. So what we've seen over the last 10 years is that families are being asked to bear more and more of the burden at the same time that the equity in their homes kind of evaporated, 2009 with the recession. And that's how a lot of people paid for their kids' education, by being able to draw on that equity. So it's a very difficult time.
So from SNHU's perspective, to grow, is this something, a strategy you're going to use in the future to look for other private colleges that you may incorporate or take over?
I think we might very well see mergers of smaller institutions with complementary programs. I think we'll see more partnering. Is that a deliberate strategy on our part? No, not really. But we certainly welcome the opportunity to expand our portfolio of programs into the engineering and STEM fields that Daniel Webster was offering, right? Those are high demand fields. If we had an opportunity to either partner or acquire programs in healthcare, for example, another high demand area, we'd certainly be interested, but it's not an intentional. We're not on a sort of hunting trip looking for other small schools in any way like in that manner.
SNHU President Paul LeBlanc, thank you for the time.
It was a pleasure chatting.